Here we go from the Farm Progress Show, Boone, Iowa, from the Nutrien Financial Office right here at the show. Jordan Howe joins us, and he's kind of spearheading this department. And tell us what the farmers are asking you at the Farm Progress Show this year, because we've got pretty good production up in this part of the country, but still low prices.
Yeah, so I understand the growers' potential frustrations, concerns moving forward. But one thing is there is a big crop out there in a lot of the country. So one of the key factors is we're going to have to replenish that crop this fall. But what I'm really encouraged about is the steps our growers have made to have a big crop out there, making a lot of great decisions agronomically. And so that's really where Nutrien Financial can also come into play, is look at the economic strategy as well from a capital management side.
There's a lot of competition for that sector, for sure.
Yeah, no, that's for sure, which in my opinion is great for our growers. Our competition leads to having more competitive rates. One thing Nutrien Financial prides itself on, and why it was started, was to provide more options to our growers from a capital side.
So when you talk to these farmers here this week at the Farm Progress Show, what are their concerns for next spring?
I would say the concerns with are similar for a lot of them. We see corn under $4, soybeans under $10. We see input prices holding pretty steady during this time. So a lot of concerns are what that break even might be for them. But what I would say focus on is control what they can control from that aspect. And we know in agriculture there's so many things that we can't control. So one of the things we can look at is maximizing the cash flow for our customers with whatever terms, due dates, the best rates and incentives that are possible for their operation. And that's just one of the things Nutrien Financial can provide to them.
We have an office right there in Dimmitt, Texas for the Nutrien Ag side, so that when the farmers come in there, they can just have like a turnkey operation.
Absolutely. And that's how we've wanted to position ourselves. We're one of the leaders of ag retailers in North America, so we have the agronomic expertise in our branches. We have all of our proprietary lines to be able to offer our growers everything they would need from the agronomic side. So that's where, when we can also tie in the economic side, we trust that we're able to provide our growers the best options for their total operation.
I bet the farmers actually like just dealing with one person, really.
That's what we've really seen, is to talk to the same person who's sitting down talking about the agronomic products, putting the best agronomic package together, is then when we can tie the economic, the cash flow side of that, the due dates that work for the growers based on their marketing strategies, their operation, and their fiscal years. It really helps have that all-encompassing conversation, and having the experts in the field with the grower at their kitchen table to talk about what works for them.
We had a farmer that I think he planted about 1,000 acres of cotton last spring. Cost him over $1 million.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons Nutrien Financial is here, and why it started a little over 6 years ago is, we look at, in 2023, financing over $2.5 billion in the United States with over 17,000 customers across the United States. That's where we're seeing the value, is we're looking to provide more flexibility to our growers to be able to make the right agronomic decisions, because we know we got to spend money. We're not going to save ourselves into prosperity to grow the maximum productivity that we can.
So Nutrien's really been aggressive in getting other departments too, other branches, haven't they? Buying other companies?
Yeah, and that's, there's been several opportunities over the last few years, but really we, Nutrien prides itself on being able to deliver value to our growers and what the growers are looking for. And when you look at our partnerships with our leading suppliers as far as the highest value of products, new technologies, whether that be from the ag input side, from chemicals, fertilizers, the latest genetics of seed, but also standing up our lending business unit to be able to provide value to growers from that end as well.
I know you got to talk here pretty quick at the Farm Progress Show. What are you going to tell the producers over there?
The biggest advice I have is just to be proactive in their approach. Focus on what we can do now with this crop that we have in the field right now to make the right decisions moving forward to set us up for a successful future too. Because when we look at sustainability, we're only sustainable if we're profitable in the future of agriculture. So we have to make the right decisions as we pull off this crop to lead into a successful 2025.
We talked to two farmers around Parkersburg, Iowa yesterday at the show. They said they're going to have 230, 240 bushel corn.
Yeah, we've seen a great crop. We've been blessed with timely rains throughout this season, but that's, thank goodness there's a good crop out there, and now we got to focus on keeping it, getting it out of the field, and replenishing our ground to have another successful 2025.
The Pro Farmer Crop Tour just ended recently, and they were looking at a lot of corn in Minnesota and Iowa, record yields this year, historic records.
Yeah, and I think that's credit to the growers making a lot of very good decisions throughout this growing season.
So if anybody wants to contact you guys about the financial division here, how they do that?
It would be to reach out to your local Nutrient Ag Solutions. That's where our
general managers.
The general managers and the local retail outlets, that's the great part, is we offer it through our retail organization. So your local trusted crop consultant in the field will be able to help utilize our products.
How's the traffic been here this week?
It's been very good. We've had a lot of very engaging conversations. That's my favorite part of the show, is just continue to have a pulse on what the growers' needs are. And there's concerns out there, but I also see a lot of optimism for the future.
I got to give you credit for having a nice air-conditioned building.
It helps. And it helps with the weather we've had here this week. But it's just another perk of working for a great company.
So are you going to be at the next show in Illinois?
Yes, we're strong supporters of the Farm Progress Show, and we take extreme pride in what we can offer to share our increased technologies and the value that we want to provide to our growers.
All right, Jordan Howe with us from Nutrient Financial here in the Boone, Iowa area for the Farm Progress Show. Thanks for visiting with us, and good luck over at the show tent.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate your time.